Oh, we are the boys at Chorus. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting for us, but now we have to go.
Meep, meep.
Here we go.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a stripper?
That's right, man.
Well, that's a bit unusual.
Really?
Yes, but let's continue. Now, I understand you've chosen David Ernest to be your money man.
That's right, man. Me and all my stripper friends use David Ernest.
Really?
Yeah, we call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Wow.
You're looking at me strange, man. What's going on?
Well, you just don't look like a stripper.
Well, I guess I could give you an example of my work.
Okay.
Well, see, what you do is you put the piece of furniture right here in front of you.
Huh?
Yeah, and then you get, like, some paint thinner and pour on it, and you scrub with steel wool.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm stripping the varnish off this old piece of furniture.
Oh, that kind of stripper.
What kind of stripper did you think I was talking about, man?
It doesn't really matter, does it?
I guess not, man.
And could I have back that dollar bill I stuffed in your waistband?
Oh, what a cheapskate.
4 minutes. 4 minutes. 4 minutes is about how long they say that eclipse is going to last. And that's just how long the bargains are going to last down at the wholesale outlet store. You can get unbelievable savings for just 4 minutes during the eclipse sale. Yep, when it starts getting dark, the bargains begin. You can pick up a brand new in-ground swimming pool for just $4.
What?
How about a 7-day cruise to a tropical destination? Just $4.
Wow.
It's getting darker and darker. How about your very own helicopter? You can pick the kids up from school, make your daily Walmart run, or just annoy the neighbors with the noise from your takeoffs and landings.
Too loud, man.
And that brand new helicopter is, well, guess how much? $4. During the eclipse sale. Did you ever want to look like one of them Hollywood movie stars?
Certainly.
We got nose jobs, boob jobs, facelifts, and tummy tucks, and we'll suck some of the fat out of your buttocks, put it in your lips, so when you whistle, it sounds like this. And it's all just $4 right now during the eclipse sale, right down here at the wholesale outlet. But when the light level goes up, so do the prices. So you need to get on down here right now to the wholesale outlet. Here's the address. Uh-oh. Well, it's too dark to read. And we can only keep these prices in the dark for just so long. And it looks like the eclipse is over, so long. And according to the calendar, we won't have another sale like this till the tornado sale, when we'll have prices that'll blow you away. Down here at the wholesale outlet, prices are subject to change. Look for our coupon in the Grit magazine and no rain checks. No kidding.
It's a twister!
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Oh boy, is this great!
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud!
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist, and along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly!
Call David Ernest today.
Here's a story with a moral, brought to you by The Health and Wealth Show.
I am 83 years old. I was in the McDonald's drive-thru this morning. The young lady behind me leaned on her horn and started mouthing some ugly things because I was taking too long to place my order. So when I got to the first window, I paid for her order along with my own. The cashier must have told her what I had done because as we moved up, she leaned out her window and waved to me as she began mouthing, thank you, probably feeling embarrassed that I had repaid her rudeness with kindness. When I got to the second window, I showed the server both receipts, and I took her food too. Now she has to go back to the end of the queue and start all over again.
And the moral of this story is,
don't blow your horn at old people.
A story with a moral, brought to you by David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with an adventurer here in the Himalayas who is searching for the abominable snowman.
Hey man, what's happening?
How is your search going?
Not too bad, man. It's kind of windy out here today, so I'm taking a short break to call my money man, David Ernest.
The world-famous asset preservationist.
Yeah, man, that's him. He is my money man, you know?
Well, what number are you calling?
He has two, man, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And after you talk with him to make sure that everything is fine with your retirement money, you will continue your search.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, before you came up, I thought I spotted the abominable snowman over there.
Over there?
Yeah, right over there. He was standing next to a snowbank, putting snow up his nose.
Let me see those binoculars. Oh, sorry.
That's not him?
Nope. That's Hunter Biden.
Hush up, boy.
Here's breaking news from the Health and Wealth News Center. This just in, he packed his socks, he packed his pants, then David Ernest went to France. That's right, the white-haired wonder, the professor of prosperity, Sand Mountain's favorite son, David Ernest has gone across the pond to the City of Light, Paris, France, on a quest to learn more about ways to help you prepare for your retirement. In other words,
Dave's not here!
So, today, filling in for David, commercials, silly songs, and somewhat humorous, comedy-type productions to remind you that David Ernest is your money man with the money plan, and
Dave's not here!
So, sit right back and enjoy this not-so-subtle attempt to fill an hour of radio time in what we call the
Dave's not here!
Show.
Are you a man? Are you a manly man? Are you a manly man who likes dancing with other manly men? If you answered yes, 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 then you should come visit us at Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club.
What?
Come in and enjoy a quality cigar, a fine liqueur, and perhaps a cha-cha with a chum of yours. Do the Texas two-step with Tom. Do the Lindy with your friend Larry. How about the hustle with your pal Russell? It's all waiting here for you at Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. It's nothing crazy. It's just men dancing with men and nothing else.
Don't look at the...
Happy hour is at 6, then dancing at 7 and throughout the evening. However, we do stop at 9 o'clock for back-to-back Golden Girls episodes on TBS. Then back to dancing. So come and visit Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. You can shake it, but don't break it. Cause Sears and Roebuck don't make it.
Oh, you're not a bad dancer. Oh, I bet you tell that to all the boys.
And remember, no hanky-panky, just the hokey-pokey.
It's got to be funky.
At Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. Thursday is ladies' night. Ladies, you might not find a dance partner, but you do get in for free.
Y'all make me sick.
Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club, where manly men come to trip. Delight fantastic.
You got to be kidding.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man, like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim, man, but don't say it to...
You mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you done it, man. Run!
It's time now for a few words on climate change from Hillary Clinton.
Climate change is real, everybody. Those hard drives got destroyed because of climate change. My husband flew to Epstein's Island 40 times because of climate change. I lost the 2016 election because of climate change. My husband cheated on me because of climate change. He literally got in the Oval Office because of climate change. Even Jeffrey Epstein died because of climate change. It wasn't me. It was definitely climate change.
You got to be kidding.
Tune in next time when we'll hear a few words from Joe Biden.
I was in foot him. Foot.
I may be a white boy.
If you try anything to raise the cost of presidential jobs, I will veto it.
Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me?
It's just you, Joe. It's just you.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here with another reformative sports report. And the big news in college football this week, LSU's Coach Orgeron has decided to move on. After the end of this season, he will no longer be head coach at LSU. Here with me today is Coach O and his interpreter, LSU third-string substitute right end, Tyrone Bubba Jr.
What up, Chris?
Coach O, what made you decide to move on?
Well, Chris, I don't know. I was just out there playing ball, and we moved the ball. We moved the ball, and then they come in and said, we'll go do something, and then I'm out.
Well, what'd he say, Tyrone? What'd he say?
He said he got kicked to the curb.
And I understand there's quite a substantial payout for you, Coach.
Yeah, Chris, there's $17 million. That ain't too bad.
What'd he say, Tyrone? What'd he say?
He say, yeah, it's a lot of money. I might be able to pay off the pickup truck.
One last question, Coach. Do you know who's going to be in charge now?
Chris, I ain't never talked to him about it. I don't know what they're going to do. Joe Biden,
What'd he say, Tyrone? What'd he say?
Coach say whoever's in charge, he think they got hairy legs.
And a quick question for you, Tyrone. Will you be accompanying Coach O to wherever it is he goes? And if yes, what's the reason?
Well, Chris, me and Coach talk about it, and I am going. And the last I heard, there's 17 million reasons why I'm taking the job.
Well, thank you, Tyrone Bubba Jr.
Yeah, Chris.
And thank you, Coach O, and good luck.
Thank you, Chris.
And just off the record, Tyrone, was that $17 million in cash?
Most of it, Chris, but I do think some of it was Popeye's chicken gift certificate. Well, that chicken from Popeye.
Well, I sure hope so. This is Chris Cleats on sports. That's a lot of fried chicken.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Y'all make me sick.
When you get in trouble and you don't know right from wrong, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle.
I was in foot him in foot.
Not just a little squeal. Pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Take the straight and narrow path. And if you start to slide, give a little whistle.
Dave's not here.
Give a little whistle.
Bye, Felicia.
And always let your conscience be your guide.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
The following is a test of the S.A.S. This is only a test.
Why you are that?
See that?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
This has been a test of the S.A.S., the Stooge Alert System. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been told to tune to the 24-hour Three Stooges channel to wait for further instructions. If you don't have the 24-hour Three Stooges channel, you would have been told to turn to the channel that carries the 24-hour Senate hearings. Because let's face it, that's about the same thing.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All right, all right, all right.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Hey, Siri.
Hey, dummy. Wasn't sure you were getting up from that nap. You were snoring like Chris Christie after a day at the Golden Corral. What can I do for you? You need some fresh drawers again?
Damn it, Siri. I thought I told you to stop calling me dummy. I'm the President of the United States. Have some respect.
I'm sorry. I thought that was your nickname. Everyone calls you dummy when you are not around. From now on, I will refer to you as the Commander and Creep.
Oh, come on, man. Don't call me that either. I just need a little help writing a speech for when I get reelected.
Oh, I don't think you're gonna need a reelection speech. You're on vacation while the world is falling apart. Rectal exams are more popular than you at this point. Why don't you just take another nap?
Damn it, Siri. Why don't you just do your job?
I could ask you the same thing, Mr. Potato Head. America is struggling while you're on another taxpayer-funded vacation. You know that giant jet that you flew here in is contributing to climate change? Hypocrite.
You stop this or I swear I'll throw you in the ocean.
There is no way you could throw me that far, you dusty old... That water is at least 15 feet away. Now go back to sleep before I have the Secret Service swap your sunblock and diaper rash cream.
Corn Pop must be behind this.
Poor Joe. Bless his heart.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a unicorn.
Like, what's crack-a-lackin', baby?
Mr. Unicorn, they say you are a mythical creature, but I see you here before me.
Well, it's hard to get any good press these days, you know?
Well, I must ask, how do unicorns take care of their money?
Well, like any creature, mythical or otherwise, will tell you, I call David Ernest.
The money man with the money plan.
Yeah, that's him.
Do you have those phone numbers?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And I'm sure you tell everyone you know about David's great services.
That's right, yeah.
Well, do all the mythical creatures you tell about David Ernest give him a call?
Yeah, except for one guy.
And who was that?
The leprechaun, man.
The leprechaun didn't take your advice? What did you do?
I ate him.
You ate the leprechaun?
Yeah, man. They're magic. Delicious.
Would some unmythical creature get me out of here?
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now in 2018, they're telling you the existential threat to America is a bunch of poor refugees 1,000 miles away. They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt.
President Obama is sending 1,200 National Guard troops to boost security along the U.S.-Mexican border.
In addition to the troops, the president is also requesting $500 million for border security.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Don't send your children unaccompanied
on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that.
Our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
We need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more.
We are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years.
If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
We will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Hey, Matthew, get that chicken out of here. Rusty, that chicken get... Hey, wait, hey, that thing's flying all over the studio. Grab it. Run that thing out the door over there.
Look, I see. Look at him, son. What's your problem, son? Chase me around the studio. Don't you know you could get hurt chasing a chicken around the studio?
What are you doing in here, Foghorn?
Yeah, look at here. I say, look at here, son. You don't know what you're doing, son. You can't catch a chicken like that. You have to lay out some feed for him or something, man. Chasing the chicken around ain't gonna get you nowhere fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what you doing in here?
Son, look at here. I come in here to bring you my portfolio. I say my portfolio. You always asking for portfolios. I'm bringing mine in here today. I want you to look at it, because when I get old and gray, I want to retire.
Well, I'm sorry, Foghorn. I know why you're here. We'll be glad to help you with your portfolio.
I appreciate it, son. I'm going to go outside. There's a fella out there with some French fried potatoes out there on the porch, son.
Oh, okay. Well, you go on right. I think you better watch it. He likes fried chicken, too.
You got any more of them French fried potatoes, son?
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep your portfolio cooped up, son. Take it to David Ernest. Get it? Portfolio. Cooped up. I'm a rooster. That's a joke. I say that's a joke, son.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello.
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
This radio station is proud to present That Was a Bad Time for the Record to Skip. Today's offering is a 1977 Epic Records release by Ram Jam, entitled Black Betty. See if you think this is a bad place for the record to skip. Pretty bad place for VGF. That's vinyl groove failure. Tune in again next time for another edition of That Was a Bad Time for the Record to Skip. Record to Skip. Record to Skip. Record to Skip.
Welcome to A Moment in the Life, the program that gives you an intimate view into the lives of the rich and famous. An intimate view that will last only for a moment. Today's subject is Joe Biden. Ah, we're at the airport, and Joe Biden is boarding Air Force One. Here he is, going up the stairs.
Lord Jesus Christ, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please. My
my shoe.
Wow. Tune in again next time when our famous person will be Kamala Harris.
Hey, lady, your head's on fire.
On A Moment in the Life.
My shoe.
Good evening. I'm Ophelia Buttocks. And now, the news. This just in, Joe Biden has announced that he will be running for president in 2024. Unfortunately, it will be for President of the United States. Joe stated that he has to finish the job. I guess he won't be satisfied until we're all looking at the scorched earth around us. When asked for comments on his decision, Joe said, "I've got hairy legs, and Corn Pop was a bad dude." Here now, with a brief comment from the west side of town, it's Roderick Junebug Jackson.
We was the biggest producer of crude oil in the f***ing world, and now we ain't got no gas. I need Trump back. Anybody else out there need Trump back? When was America ever great? We had gas, we had electricity, we had jobs, we had food. Now we sitting at home with no gas, some people no electricity, no jobs, waiting for a stimulus check, waiting on the extra food stamps. What's going on? We wasn't going through this for the last 4 years. We were winning, 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 winning. And now y'all sitting at home being quiet as now. Somebody say something. Tell me why the you support Joe Biden right now. Everybody had a lot to say when Trump was in the White House. Anybody got to say with this old-ass bum in there? These projected that we was going to have 1 million new jobs, 200,000 new jobs. And where the are they at? Probably 200,000 illegal immigrants that you tied up at the border got new jobs, but we don't. We hurting in America. Then when I asked my uncle about this, he said, "Joe, do you think I support that?" "Yes, you support it. If you vote for Joe Biden, you support all of this. Because when I was with Trump, I had to tell you I support everything he did, and I justify what he did. Tell me anything. All these kids at the border, guess what? Yeah, you with that shit, Joe Biden vote. Turning your little boys into little girls, you can't tell me you ain't with that shit. I told y'all back then you was a bunch of idiots. I guarantee you wish you could go back to the day that Donald Trump won. That was a good day. You might was mad in your mind, but I bet you your ass was on the way to work."
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ophelia Buttocks. And such as it is, that's the news. Did you ever feel like our country is the Titanic and the current administration is an iceberg?
Now for another item with a topical flavor.
Hey folks, there's a brand new game from Bumco Products. It's Joe Biden's Master Debater. Just plug the cartridge into your game console, and you'll be invited to play by Joe Biden himself.
Come on, man.
Then Joe will ask you to pick up the...
You know the thing.
...game controller, and the game begins. Joe's game avatar is black. Yours will be blue. But don't accidentally click on Joe's, or you'll hear...
"You ain't black."
Then comes the question and answer time on Master Debater. Ask Joe about quid pro quo.
It never happened.
His son Hunter receiving $3.5 million from Moscow.
It never happened.
Or any nefarious activity he might have been involved with.
It never happened.
And then the Chris Wallace avatar, which just sits there and does nothing, will offer Joe Biden the last word.
It's hard to get any word in with this clown.
From the makers of
"I Got Hairy Legs"
and
"Corn Pop Was a Bad Dude,"
it's Bumco's Master Debater. Get Master Debater today.
Come on, man.
Cartridge only works on the PS1.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Faster than an electronic transaction. More powerful than a roll of nickels.
Ouch.
Able to leap over a piggy bank in a single bound. Look, on the corner, by the drugstore, next to the bus stop, it's
Money Man.
Money Man, strange visitor from another zip code, here to help you with your money. Let's go to Money Man's secret hideout, the Cash Cave, and see what he and his erstwhile sidekick Loose Change are doing today.
As we open, we find our heroes in the Cash Cave. Money Man sitting on the cash couch, while Loose Change sits at his feet. It seems the time has come, and Money Man is giving Loose Change the talk.
And that, Loose Change, is the difference between tax-free and tax deferred.
Okay, but when are we going to have the talk?
What talk?
You know, the talk.
I've been talking for the last 45 minutes about the difference between tax-free and tax-deferred. What other talk do you want?
You know what I'm talking about. You know, the birds and the bees, you know?
The birds and bees?
Yeah, you know, the talk.
Well, the only thing I can say about birds and bees is there must be a hole in the screen door to the cash cave.
Well, I can tell. I'm just going to have to go and learn about this on the street like I learn about everything else.
Which one of your friends is going to tell you about these birds and bees you keep rambling on about?
I'll just go next door and talk to Sharon Jones, yeah. Her dad's a baker, and he's always talking about having a bun in the oven.
Well, that's sweet. You go talk to Sharon about the birds and bees.
I think I will.
That boy. Growing up so fast. Wait a minute. Growing up fast. He's a boy. Sharon's a girl. Birds and bees. Bun in the oven. Loose change! I'd like to speak with you.
Will Loose Change ask Sharon about the birds and bees? Will she tell him all about them? And if she does, will Money Man wind up holding the bun? Tune in next time when we hear Money Man say,
"There was nothing in the superhero guidebook about raging hormones,"
on the next innuendo-filled episode of
Money Man!
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Yes, and welcome to Knowledge Labs. I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything. Now, we've got a letter here from little Charlie McKimmy over at Morning View Elementary, and Charlie writes, "Dear Mr. Knowledge," isn't that sweet? "Dear Mr. Knowledge, I just for the 14th time watched Men in Black, that movie with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. They have a piece of equipment called the Neuralizer, or as Agent J calls it, the flashy thing. My question is there really such a thing? A little device that, if you flash it at someone, they forget everything and become brainwashed? Well, Charlie, you're in for a treat because, yes, there is such a thing, and we have developed one here at Knowledge Labs. This is it right here. The thing is, you flash this thing, or the flashy thing, as Agent J calls it, and whoever looks at the light, well, they're momentarily blinded, and then they kind of forget everything. It's very simple. You just push this little button, and... What was I doing? Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything. Now, today we have a letter from little Charlie McKibbe over at Morning View Elementary, and he writes, "Dear Mr. Knowledge," isn't that sweet? "Dear Mr. Knowledge."
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so muddled. It's just like I'm going in circles. Going in circles. Going in circles.
"And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress."
See you later, alligator.
So long, it's been good to know ya.
Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you, okay?
He's gone, 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 gone.
See you later, alligator. After a while, by the by,
you made me so very happy.
I'm a happy boy. I'm a happy boy.
And say goodbye.
Get out of here and get busy.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Are you looking for a job, but your criminal record is holding you back?
You heard right.
Well, your worries are over. There are always job openings with the NFL, the National Felon League. No matter what you've done, there's a place for you in the NFL. Armed robbery, attempted murder, concealing a deadly weapon, kidnapping, dog fighting. No matter what you've done, they'll take you in the NFL, the National Felon League. They'll give you millions just to sign up. Fast cars, fancy ladies. And the beauty of it all is you only work 1 or 2 days a week. That leaves time for you to pursue your other hobbies, like murder, grand larceny, human trafficking, or taking a goat to a drive-in movie. Yeah. These people do not give a damn. Join the NFL today, the National Felon League.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Hut, hut.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Your house is filled with spiders.
Oh, no.
Mice.
Oh, no.
And roaches.
Oh, no.
Who are you gonna call?
Oh, no.
That's right. Call Yoko Ono.
Say what?
Yoko will come to your house, perform her new cover of Billy Joel's Big Shot, and rid your home of pests forever. Warning, being exposed to this sound for any length of time could cause your pets to fight each other to the death, and small hamsters have been known to explode. It's Yoko Ono Pest Control. Caution, may cause migraines, flat feet, ulcers, dandruff, bleeding sores, hepatitis A, shingles, tooth decay, cataracts, onions, whooping cough, good credit, bad credit, no credit, the dropsy, chapped lips, hemorrhoids, and it'll make you sterile.
Say what?
Yoko Ono Pest Control.
I can't take it!
Welcome to another installment of There's a Phone in the Twilight Zone. We have received another call from this lady who does not live here. That's what she told us. And she's giving us up the road again. Let's see what she's got to say this time.
I think that Mo Brooks is awful, and he thinks that the election was rigged. He's all for that. Damn shelter down there in Florida, and Trump tried to overthrow the government. Mo Brooks is right there. What kind of people are you? Why don't you have a damn Democrat on there? Can't we hear from a Democrat? Are you too damn one way? Y'all make me sick. I wish something would happen to that. I hope he loses. And you can, I never buy no insurance from you or nothing you've got to sell, because that's the way you are. You one way. If you don't want to be that way, I'm a Democrat on there. Let's hear his opinion. But you can't do that, can you? Y'all are too much for Trump. Trump ain't nothing. He's a damn crook, and he beats everybody. And he's a liar and a thief, and he's he just like, he needs to go to jail. That's where he needs to be. And Mo Brooks needs to be right there with him for trying to overthrow the government. Thank you, and now you're going to meet for somebody like him. You make me sick, man.
Okay, she said something a little strange there. Let me play it back for you.
I'm a Democrat on there. Let's hear his opinion, but you can't do that, can you?
Hear from a Democrat? I think we just did. Tune in next time for another edition of There's a Phone in the Twilight Zone.
You make me sick.
Action star Arnold Schwarzenegger on your health. So, Arnold, you're very passionate about getting the word out about vaccinations.
I started putting posts out there about washing your hands regularly and wearing a mask and to do social distancing, and to follow the kind of rules that the expert put out there.
Well, you know, Dr. Fauci's an expert, and he's been wrong a few times.
There's still people that live in denials. There's still people that don't believe in masks.
Okay, well, what's your suggestion then?
We all have to now come together.
Well, you're suggesting everybody should get vaccinated, but what about everyone's right to make a choice? What about our individual freedom?
Screw your freedom.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no one that knows more than I do, because I studied this issue for 50 years.
50 years? Well, just what do you think should happen to people who don't get vaccinated?
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. They hear a lamentation of their women.
That doesn't make any sense, Arnold. I know you want people to get vaccinated.
Do it now.
Well, you know, some people might not want to do it now.
But you know something? You're a schmuck.
Oh, yeah? Well, look here, you Nazi.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, going somewhere, huh?
I'll be back.
Well, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. I've been talking today with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who seems to have gone off the deep end a little. He wants to make sure everybody gets vaccinated. Well, I'm here to tell you, you study it, you make a choice, you do what's right for you. Oh, and here he comes again. And I hope he's coming with an apology.
but that does not look like an apology. It looks a lot like an assault rifle. I'm out of here.
Get to the chopper!
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Three ruthless outlaws coming into your town to take it over. The good for nothing.
I got hairy legs.
The bad.
Representative Yoho put his finger in my face. He called me disgusting. He called me crazy. He called me out of my mind.
And the ugly.
Don't mess with me.
The big screen has never been filled with so much. Ugh. The good for nothing.
What am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here.
The bad.
Capitalism has not always existed in the world, and it will not always exist in the world.
And the ugly.
Nancy Pelosi, it must suck to be that dumb.
With Chuck Schumer as the stupid. Elizabeth Warren as maybe or maybe not a Native American. Bernie Sanders as himself. Mitch McConnell as wishy-washy marble mouth boy. And Adam Schiff as something the horse left behind.
What about Kamala Harris?
Well, if you can find that heifer, we'll put her in the movie.
Ew.
Don't miss The Good for Nothing.
I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in Beto, no, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
The bad.
I think unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs.
And the really, really ugly. Presented in the new cinematic format, Democrato. You'll see it, but you won't believe it.
Well, that might be the best thing that could happen in this little rinky-dink town of ours.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
I will once more return to the hollow ground of Yad Vashem to keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust.
We choose truth over facts.
If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
So today, I'm calling on all states and local governments to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
I got hairy legs.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
No one's ever wondered what I mean what I say. The question is, I sometimes say all that I mean.
And you ain't black.
If tomorrow I'm president of the United States, I issue an order, end the war today, begin to withdraw all American troops. It will take a year to get the American troops out. Now, if you leave all the equipment behind, you might be able to do it in 7 months.
I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
I was going to put him in...
What a stupid son of a bitch.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to...
Nip it in the bud.
And the best way to...
Nip it.
Is to...
Call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
You.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dog Whisperer. I am Skeezer Milan, and today we're working with a special breed of dog. It is the Prune-Faced Pelosi dog.
No.
You see, you gotta be real tough with these dogs because they make a lot of noise.
Everything is...
You try to talk to somebody like some of your homies or your girl or something, you know, and this dog is My advice to you is if you have one of these dogs, get rid of it. And don't take it to the shelter. Buy it a one-way ticket, put on the bus, and forget about it.
And the discrimination.
But I'm going to try to work with this dog. Somebody's kids have gotten attached to it.
Precautions have been taken.
But I think what I'm gonna start with is a rolled up newspaper. You see this paper, little Pelosi dog? Oh, hell no. I'm sending this dog to China to meet with some young people. You know, the youth in Asia.
Don't mess with me.
Shut up.
Next time on The Dog Whisperer, Skeezer meets one of his toughest cases.
I got hairy legs.
Oh, jingao, man. That dog is stupid.
Next time on The...
Shh. A Dog Whisperer.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a white water rafting guy.
What's up, man?
People call you when they need to be guided down a river.
Yes, that is correct. Sort of like when they call David Ernest to help plan their retirement.
The money man with the money plan?
That's him, man. And you know, you can call him today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
David Ernest helps guide people through the financial world, much like you guide people up the river.
Yeah, and judging from that sound, Captain, I think we might have come up the wrong river, you know?
What's out?
Nothing, just run that way.
Okay, and don't forget David Ernest's website, that's retirewithernest.com.
Come on, man, pick up the pace.
Why are we running?
Because you got a pretty mouth. Run.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Okay, man, we can start running now.
Well, now, what's that noise?
That's a dude that could not run as fast as we can.
Arr! Avast there, mateys! Weigh the anchor, and we'll get underway.
And, where might we be going, Captain?
Well, mister, we got this treasure we plundered.
Aye, Captain, and a fine treasure it is, too.
Arr!
So are we taking the treasure to some island to bury it?
No, matey. We're not taking it to some island to bury it.
Oh, so we're going to keep it on the ship and divide it among the crew.
No, we're not going to do that neither.
Well, Captain, we got this great treasure. What are we going to do with it?
We be taking it to a landlubber.
A landlubber, you say?
Aye, a landlubber named David Ernest.
Oh, and he's going to hide it for us.
No, man, listen to me. David Ernest is what you call one of them there financial gurus.
I'm afraid I'm not following you, Captain.
Well, look, matey. You and me and none of these other scallywags around here are getting any younger, you know.
Tis true, tis true.
So we're taking it to the landlubber David Ernest, and he's gonna make this treasure take care of us in our golden years.
What golden years, Captain?
When we retire, matey.
Oh, when we give up being pirates.
Don't call us pirates. It ain't PC.
Well, then what are we, Captain?
We're, treasure relocation technicians, that be what we are.
Well, can just anybody take their booty to David Ernest?
Well, of course they can, matey. All they has to do is call him on the telephone at 334-279-7431. 205-479-0839.
Oh.
And he can turn your booty into a portfolio.
Ooh, sounds fancy, Captain. But I got just one question.
And what might your question be, matey?
What's a telephone?
You know, that's your trouble, matey. You're always asking questions. Now shut your gum before I has your keel hauled.
Aye, Captain. But I got one more question.
And what is it?
Where's your parrot?
Well, confidentially, that wasn't chicken we had for supper last night.
Ah!
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo.
She's not from another planet. It just seems that way.
We are facing a national crisis.
Here's what our president says about her.
I like her. A wonderful young bartender.
Here are her qualifications for what she's doing now.
1 year ago, I was waitressing in a taco shop in downtown Manhattan.
And here's what she's inflicting on the American people.
Their brains are damaged for the rest of their lives.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is my favorite moron.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, but we do. He once drove his car across the Grand Canyon. And you're right, there's no bridge across the Grand Canyon. People don't ask him for a light. They ask him, mind if I smoke? He once had to cancel dinner with the Pope because the Queen got jealous. He folds his own socks
but they put themselves away in the drawer. He once shot a man in Reno while standing on a street in Las Vegas. He is David Ernest, the most interesting man alive. Not only can he do all these amazing things, he can also pump up your portfolio. Call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. That's 334-279-7431. David Ernest will set you on a path to financial security, and the conversation will be amazing. After all, he is the most interesting man alive.
They're coming to take your portfolio.
Who?
I'll tell you who, you silly bird. Illegal aliens. That's right. The illegal aliens are coming to take your portfolio.
Sir, I must inform you that talking about illegal aliens in that tone is very un-PC.
I'm not talking about those illegal aliens, Pencilneck. I'm talking about illegal aliens from outer space.
Oh, well, now that's different.
They're coming from Mars, Venus, Neptune, Uranus.
You said Uranus.
Shut up. And they're after your portfolio.
Well, what would they want with my portfolio?
I don't know, but I bet it has something to do with an anal probe.
Gadzooks! What can we do to stop them?
Protect your portfolio from evil anal probing aliens from outer space by calling 279-7431.
Could you give me that again, please?
279-7431. That puts you in touch with David Ernest, well-known financial guy and legendary fighter of aliens from outer space.
The anal probing kind?
Whatever they can throw at him, he can push them back and protect your portfolio.
Gosh, he sounds dreamy. I mean, he sounds like he could take care of business.
And he's been taking care of business for over 30 years. Don't let the illegal aliens from outer space get your portfolio. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431.
Say, you're not an alien, are you?
Maybe. You scream like a girl.
You scared me.
It was a hot summer night. You know the kind of night I'm talking about. It was one of those nights where it was so humid, you had to wring your underwear out every 15 minutes. I was sitting in my office on the third floor in the Frank Lou building. I had just finished a case, and I was about to go down to the store to pick up another case. That's when she walked in. She had more moving parts than a Swiss watch. A hot mama, the kind of figure that would make Pat Boone kick out a stained glass window. She said her name was Vera, and that she needed my help. Boy, if I had a nickel for every time some dame named Vera came in and told me that she needed my help. Well, actually, they weren't all named Vera, but you know what I'm getting at. I said, "What can I do for you?" She said she'd been slinging hash down at the diner for about 20 years. And then another 20, she wanted to retire. So I said, "What can I do?" She said, "I need help with my portfolio." So I told this dizzy doll she needed a guy like my friend David Ernest. He's been helping people with their financial needs for over 30 years. I also told her she could call him at 334-279-7431. She asked me if she could use the phone. I told her no, but if she walked out the door the way she came in, took a left, he was just two doors down. And just like that, she was gone. Dames, they're all the same. Well, not really. You know, some do look different than others. But you know what I'm saying. If you need help with your portfolio, you can call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call him today. He'll put your feet on the path to financial security. Now it's time I go out and get that other case. Just another story from the third floor of the Frank Lou building. I'm Sam Spud, Private Eye. Oh, yeah.
Here's a bedtime story from Carl Childers.
One time they was three pigs, and they lived in a house together. Mm-hmm. Folks thought it was funny and made quite a bit of sport of them. Mm-hmm. When I say funny, I mean ha-ha funny, not queer funny. One day, a old bad wolf come up and tried to get in the house to eat them pigs. Mm-hmm. He turned around, looked at me, and said, "He's gonna get on that tractor over there and drive through the front door. I said, "Aight, then." He got on the tractor and it wouldn't start. The old wolf looked over me and said, "What's the matter?" I said, "It ain't got no gas in it." Mm-hmm. Then the old wolf climbed on top of the house and slid down the chimney. Them pig done put a pot of boiling water in the fireplace. He landed in it. Burned him up. Killed him. Mm-hmm. I said, What'd you do that for? I think it kind of got on their mind a little bit. Last I heard, they all three of them was living up at the nervous hospital. The end. Mm-hmm.
Remember, if you're a wolf and you're going out to chase three pigs, always make sure that your portfolio is in order. You never can tell if someone has a pot of boiling water waiting for you. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. He'll make sure that your portfolio is ready to provide income for those you leave behind. Call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And talk to David Ernest today. Isn't that right, Carl?
Mm-hmm.
Call David Ernest today.
Y'all got any French fried taters around here?
Hang on, Carl. We'll get some in just a minute.
Aight, then.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Buzz Nutley here, live on the scene at the Home Sweet Home Trailer Court just outside of town. Today I'm speaking with Trailer Court resident Leroy Bubba Jr.
Howdy.
Mr. Jr., I understand you've seen something strange.
That's right, Buzz. I seen this feller. He just moved into the trailer court.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's different.
How do you mean, different?
Well, he wears his sparkly little suit.
Yeah?
And the guy's forehead must be at least a foot high.
Well, that's a big forehead. Leroy, have you been able to learn this man's name?
Yeah. Says his name is Beldar Conehead.
And how exactly did you meet him?
Well, I seen him moving in, and I waved, and he waved, and then he come over later and wanted to borrow my lawnmower.
That is a little bit strange.
But there's something just not right about the feller.
How exactly do you mean?
Well, oh my goodness, here he comes.
Well, we'll just try to talk to him.
Yeah, okay.
Hello there, sir. I'm Buzz Nutley from Special Reports.
Greetings, human.
And greetings to you, sir. Am I to understand that you are Mr. Beldar Conehead?
That is correct.
And you just moved in here at the trailer court?
Correct again, human.
And where do you hail from, Mr. Conehead?
France. I come from France.
That would explain the accent.
Oh, where are you headed off to, Beldar?
I must take my portfolio to David Ernest.
What?
You're taking your portfolio to David Ernest?
That is correct, human. It is never too early to start planning for retirement.
You got a point there. No pun intended.
I used your primitive earth communication device you call the telephone and called David Ernest at 334-279-7431. He has agreed to help me in the preparation of my portfolio.
Well, Mr. Conehead, all I can say is you've made a very good choice.
Thank you, human. Now I must be on my way.
Yes, thank you for speaking with us, Mr. Conehead.
You know, I think that feller's all right, using David Ernest to plan for his retirement.
And there you have it. From the Home Sweet Home Trailer Court just outside of town, this is Buzz Nutley.
Excuse me, Mr. Nutley. Hey, Beldar, still want to borrow my lawnmower?
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with the Groundhog.
Yeah, man. Like, what's up, my cracker?
Legend has it that if you come out of your burrow on Groundhog's Day and see your shadow, there are 6 more weeks of winter. Groundhog Day has come and gone. What brings you out today?
Well, I came up to make a phone call, man. I get a bit of cell phone reception topside, you know.
Are you calling the Weather Bureau?
No. I'm calling my money man, David Ernest.
And I suppose the numbers are the same as usual?
You got it, Home Skillet. 334-279-7431. Or 205-479-0839.
David Ernest is number one when giving financial advice.
Yeah, man, but don't ever let him talk you into camping out in his backyard, man.
And why is that?
Well, let's just say I found out the hard way that David Ernest is a...
Member of the American Nudist Association.
Oh, my.
Yeah, man. See that left eye?
Uh-huh.
It's still twitching, man.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.